Okay, can I have a couple people help me with the communion? I got a praise report. My eyes got even better. And I managed to preach all Sunday, or all of Wednesday Bible study without glasses. For a long time, I had to have glasses for Sunday morning, and then that got better. But I still had to have them for Wednesday night because they'd be tired. But then that got better. And I'll tell you all about it. Huh? What? Well, I know there's hair in my ears, but I do have hair in my ears. When we take the communion, God wants us to discern the body of Christ. And Paul, he directly told us, he said, the only reason that Christians are sickly and die early among you is because they do not discern the body of Christ. It's not about getting on your knees and asking God to forgive you. It's not about repenting of your sins. It's about looking directly at this bread and seeing that this bread is made without yeast. It signifies the perfect, sinless body of Christ that was beaten and bruised for us. This is a good part. He was beaten for our transgressions, and he was wounded for our iniquities. Our transgressions happen to be sins that we knew they were sins when we committed them. And our iniquities were sins that we committed. We didn't know they were sins. But he's got us covered both ways. Also, you'll notice that this bread has been pierced. Jesus' body was pierced not only when he was on that cross, but when he got the crown of thorns, when he got nails in his hands, when he got nails in his feet, and he shed blood, and we get redemption in some area, everywhere he shed his blood. Also, there are stripes in this bread. The Bible tells us that it's by his stripes we were healed. You'll notice that this bread is slightly burned. Jesus took the full wrath of God's fiery judgment, the judgment that was meant for us when he was on that cross. He took every sin. He took every part of the curse. He took everything that was wrong, everything that we deserved. And then he gave us everything he deserved. So we're taking to this broken body for our healing and our well-being. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is so perfectly pure because it had no sin in it, and it still has no sin in it. Because the blood of Jesus is the blood of God. It was shed for the remission of our sins. And it's because of that blood that we've been put into right standing with God. And we have boldness to enter into his throne room of grace and receive mercy and grace in times of need. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Open your Bibles up to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Have any of you noticed that things keep getting revealed? You know, we didn't know something before, but all of a sudden now we know something. There's going to be a lot get revealed. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff get revealed here pretty soon. And, you know, it's Somebody told me a long time ago, said, follow the money. If you want the answers to anything, follow the money. Well, guess what? The money system is getting changed too. And the reveal that's going to come forth on that is going to be massive. Now, there's a whole bunch of church that has just been hiding their eyes and closing their ears. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know it. They just want to think we're just going to go through things, go through life, and everything's going to be good. But we're going to have some bumps. Monday morning, wake up with your fighting fists on. And I hope that you have listened to me over the years about buying some silver and some gold, you know, whatever you can. That's God's money. We're getting rid of the devil and his system, and we're getting liberated from that. That's really, really close. Now, Luke chapter 10, verse 19 says, behold, now Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's talking about some of this stuff. He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So there's good news. Even though we're going to go through some interesting times, nothing shall by any means hurt you. You have power over the enemy. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, here's the thing. There's a lot of people that are just sitting around acting like they're going to sit on the bench and then Jesus is just going to take them out of here and everything's going to be all right. And they're not going to have to go through anything. That's just not right. Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation. I promise you there's going to be tribulation. There's going to be a fight. There's going to be a fight, but we win. But for the people that think you're going to just be a non-participant and you're just going to kind of coast through this deal till you get to the other side, that's just not the way it's going to work. You're going to have to get your spiritual fighting gloves on. And you're going to have to stand up. Now, verse 21 says, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered in me and of my Father. And no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. See, there's a lot of people that know a lot of Bible. That, you know, they've studied the Bible for 15 years, but they don't know God from a goat. They haven't been born again. See, nobody's going to know the Father except who the Son reveals to him. And the only way you can get to the Father is through the Son. So a man must be born again. Jesus said that a man must be born again. You're not going to know God unless you first be born again. You'll know about God. You may know about God. There's a lot of people that know about God. There's a lot of people that know about Jesus. But to know about somebody and know them is something completely different. They're not the same thing. Just because you know about somebody doesn't mean you know them. Now, a lot of people get those confused. They think they know somebody because they know about them. See, this is where gossip, you know, it's just not a good thing. You know, people will say awful things about somebody. Now, if he take that report and say, okay, well, that's an awful guy, because somebody said they did some awful thing, that might not be the truth. That might not be the truth at all. That might be a really good guy. That might be a really good guy that somebody lied about. And here you are keeping him at a distance because you think he's an awful guy because somebody said something about him. See how foolish that is? You want an example? I heard a lady say, Trump's a horrible person. I'm not going to vote for him. He said some mean things. You know, he's really a good guy. He's done a lot of good things. He did a lot of good things in this country before he even ran for politics. And he didn't do them for notice. He didn't, you know, he did a lot of nice things for people without getting any notification of it. But because somebody said something mean about him, somebody else believed it. See, that's the way people are. You always make sure you really know the situation or you know the person before you cast a judgment. But it's the Son who reveals the Father to us. See, he reconciled us to God. Now, that's how other people get to know God. We reconcile them to Jesus. You know, we tell them about Jesus, and they get born again. And then Jesus reveals the Father to them. You know, it was really an exciting thing when Jesus revealed to me that God was a loving God and not a mean God. That was pretty cool. It was really neat when Jesus revealed to me that God is the God that still heals today. That God still does miracles today. And Jesus had to reveal that to me. You know, the Holy Spirit, he helps us when we get in the Word and we start reading the Word. He brings revelation to our hearts. He brings that alive to us. That's revealing the Father to us. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes but see the things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to bear and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. See, my eyes, yeah, no. Did you know I'm reading without my glasses? More things to be revealed. We just keep learning more and more and more and more. And we keep finding out that a lot of the things that we've been told was a lie, an out and out lie, and a lot of things that we said were good for us are actually bad for us. Things that they told us were bad for us are actually good for us. How many times did you get told not to look directly at the sun? I mean, they start telling us that when we're kids. Don't look at the sun. It's bad for you. You'll go blind. They would say, don't look at the sun. You'll go blind. I'll tell you something about our bodies. Jesus talked about this third eye. He talked about this eye. He said, if your eye be pure, he talked about that. And he said, if your eye be clouded, how is the darkness of that? What he was talking about was right here. Not our eyes, we see pictures, but with our third eye. It's called pineal gland. It's called a pineal gland. You don't ever hear about that, do you? You never heard about that in school, did you? You never heard about that anywhere. But the pineal gland, they have found out, helps us with our direct contact with God. Helps us have this conscious contact with Him. And the pineal gland is supposed to be soft and pliable. But what has happened is after a while with different chemicals and different things in our food, it calcifies and it hinders that contact with God. Well, when they decided that they was going to, at the end of World War II, the Nazis knew about this. They knew about the pineal gland. And they had done experiments to separate the Jewish people from God and their contact. And they figured out that if they could calcify that pineal gland, they'd damage their contact. And they found out how to do that by putting chloride in the water. If you look in the hazardous chemicals list, you'll find chloride. And in that list, there's absolutely no acceptable amount that is safe for human consumption. So they put it in our water because they want our pineal glands calcified. They want our third eye calcified so that we don't get revelation from God about what's going on. Now, they told us all the time to not look at the sun. Wear sunglasses wherever you go. They've also found out that the sunlight cleans our pineal gland. So I've been looking at the sun, and my eyes have been getting better and better and better. And you can close your eyes a little bit. You can close your eyes and look at the sun, and that's hitting your pineal gland directly. Do it in the morning and the night. Let that sun cool off just a little bit. That's completely opposite of what they told me. They told me, don't look at the sun. It'll ruin your eyesight. And actually, what's happening, I look at the sun, my eyesight's getting better, and my pineal gland is getting better. See, these are things that we need to understand, but Jesus said things are going to be revealed to us in the end times. These end times are upon us now. Let's look at Luke chapter 12, verse 2. Now, remember the prophets and the men of old, they wanted to see the things that we're seeing right now. They wanted to hear the things that we're hearing now. Luke chapter 12, verse 2 says, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known." God is ripping the cover off of this whole thing right now as we speak. I don't know, you know, unless you're really on the right channel and really paying attention to what's going on, you might not have heard about this because the news is not going to talk about this. Trump gave the big banks a 90-day ultimatum. Said, you get these silver contracts under control. And you start making the amount of silver you have on the ledger match up with the amount of silver that's actually out there. Well, their 90 days is up. And they don't have the silver. There's so many paper contracts out there. These guys are going to get busted. Remember, even in religion, you got to follow the money. What's going on in our world, follow the money. Because that's what it's always been about. It was always control for the big banks to keep us manipulated, to keep us in debt slavery, to keep us broke, keep us working, keep us in this hustle so that we don't have time to focus on our Creator. Because they know that if we focus on Him, that if we have time to focus on Him, they're toast. See, they've kept us separated from that. But it's coming to an end. it's coming to an end. Our money is going to be kind of a interesting thing in the next couple months. I don't know how long this is going to take to get straightened out. But this is what it all boils down to. This is how we get set free from the devil's system and put into God's system. See, that has to go. The Federal Reserve has to go away in order for us to walk in true liberty. See, it won't happen any other way. That's how they control everything. It's always follow the money and follow who is behind it. What's really going on? So he said everything is going to be revealed. Can you imagine a time when we have heard more damaging information on the devil and his deep state system than we are now? The stuff we're hearing now would have got people killed 10 years ago. But we're hearing it constantly now. That means the devil is losing. The devil is losing, and we're getting brought into this thing that people wanted to see forever. It's coming. And for these people sitting in church that don't think that you can be, you know, they're afraid to be political. The church needs to be political. See, that's something that got muddied up, you know, and they had the Black Robe Society, actually, and these preachers, they had so much influence on politics. And they would tell people when somebody was doing something wrong. They'd tell people when somebody was doing something right. So then they had to make a law to make it illegal for preachers to say who to vote for. I'm going to just tell you, vote Republican. I'm going to tell you, vote Brandon Herrera. Me and Jim got a deal. If they throw me in jail, he'll bail me out. But look, they passed that law, and they made it where we couldn't even put signs in our yards. So they took away my freedom of speech because they were afraid that our influence would hinder their progress, because it does. Amen. The church needs to be completely political, and the politicians need to be completely filled with church. This idea of separation from church and state is not what people have made it. Need to keep the state out of the church. But we need to have the church completely infiltrating the state. This is a Christian nation based on Christian principles. I don't care who says anything about it. That's the way it is. The Constitution is designed for a moral society. That's why Islam will not work under our Constitution. That's why they want to get rid of the Constitution. And that's why they changed it.
He does just read this verse 21 in chapter 12. It says, every man is a fool who gets rich from the earth, not him.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. Let's look at Mark chapter 4, verse 22. There were so many things about the Bible that I thought I was reading, and I thought this stuff would be revealed when we got to heaven. You know, 10, 15 years ago, that was kind of the mentality. I thought, well, we'll know everything when we get to heaven. We're going to know it here. We're going to know a lot of stuff here. Mark chapter 4, verse 22 says, but when it is sown, But when it is sown and groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs and shoots out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. I don't think that's right. No, that's 32. Mark 4, verse 22. It says, for there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should be, should come abroad. They're not, they've been hiding a lot of things from us. They've been hiding a lot of things from us for a long time, and now it's coming out. You know, and what the church has to make sure is that they don't demonize it before they have a chance to learn of it. You know, one of the things that I always was curious about when I first started getting around the Bible, I said, well, who decided what books needed to be in the Bible? I didn't even know they had other books. I just said, who decided what needed to be in the Bible? And it was monks. And I thought, why are we going to trust them? I always wondered why we was going to trust them. Well, and then these Dead Sea Scrolls came out and found out that there's these other books. Well, these other preachers, they started saying, no, you stay away from that. You stay away from that. I thought, oh, okay. But if they found it important enough to mention some of these other books and quote from these other books in the Bible, why isn't it important enough to put those books in the Bible? There's a lot of things that they don't want us to know in those other books. Now, some people say, well, God gave us what we needed. Yes, we got salvation, we get some stuff. But there's also some other things that we needed to know about. You know, there's a lot of emphasis on the feasts and the Bible. And God gave specific directions on how to do these feasts. There's even some Christians running around keeping these feasts. You know, they're kind of cool. You can get a revelation of different things out of these different feasts in different times. But there's one particular celebration in the Bible called Jubilee. And God gave us specific directions on how to do the Jubilee every 7 years and every 49 years. Now, you know, when we get into the New Testament, Jubilee is never talked about again. Because the Jubilee talks about a release of debts. A release of slaves. I mean, the banks lose their power over the people. This is what we're talking about. Jesus dealt with these people too. And we're still dealing with them, but it's coming to an end. And just so you know that this is not anything new, this is the third time that this country has gotten rid of the Federal Reserve. The third time. Got rid of it in the colonial days. Their charter ran out. They just didn't sign it back up. Andrew Jackson went through the same thing that Trump's going through. He got rid of the Federal Reserve, and we went back on tariffs. Under the original Constitution, that's what we're supposed to be under, is tariffs. The reason we talk about this is because the Bible tells us that the borrower is the servant to the lender. The borrower is a servant to the lender. As long as they can keep us debt slaves, we are their servants. You don't truly have freedom. You don't truly have liberty. You can't just do what you want when you owe money. See, this is one of the things that has happened to the church. They say, use me, God. Call me anytime you want and use me. So So then God calls them and says, okay, go over here. And they say, oh, I can't leave work for a week. I have a mortgage. I have a pickup payment. I have a kid in college. I have a this. I have a that. See what happens? See, these people know that when you owe money, you're their servants. Actually, a lot of people are more of a servant to them than to God. They love God with all their heart. They just don't know that they're owned financially by the devil. This is a challenging time we're in. But we're fixing to be free from all that nonsense. We just have just a little bit more to go. But understanding how we got here, that it was a spiritual malady that got us here. It's not just a political thing. It's a spiritual thing that got us to this place. Look at Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. Daniel chapter 2, verse 22. It says, therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, and the flame of the fire flew. Oh, that's 3. I'm sorry. 2, verse 22. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth in with him. God knows what secrets these people have been keeping. God knows what's been going on in these dark places. God knows what's been going on in the tunnels, and we're fixing to find out some of it. We're not going to find out all of it, but we're fixing to find out some of it. Did any of you happen to catch that clip of Obama giving an interview here a while back saying, oh, there's no aliens. Yeah. There's nothing going on in Area 21. Well, guess what? Trump said there's going to be a full disclosure on the aliens right after that. Trump keeps exposing the lies of these people. Trump keeps exposing the darkness. That's why there's so much hatred for him. He is exposing the kingdom of darkness. There is no Christian on the face of this earth that should ever have his nose against Trump. Every Christian on the face of this, every Christian in this country needs to get out there and vote Republican, get on Trump's side, get off the pew, and start deciding that they're going to be on God's side of this thing. Yeah, period. 50% of the church votes. That's pathetic. But we also have to understand they count everybody that goes to church as being part of the church. But not everybody that goes to church is born again, so they're not part of the church. They just go to church. So they're not going to be led by the Spirit of God. That's why we have so many people supporting some of these demonic things. But the lid is fixing to come completely loose on that whole group of people. Without a doubt, you're going to see things that you just can't even unsee. You're going to hear things that you're going to think is just too far-fetched to be the truth. But it's not. we've been getting a little bit of disclosure at a time. I asked God, why are we just getting these little trickles? And he downloaded this into me. He said, well, the frog gets boiled slow, right? Because if you just threw a frog in hot water, it'd just jump right out, right? Well, they put us in this, and they just kept turning up the heat. And pretty soon, by the time we realized that we were boiled, it was almost too late. But now we're going to have to cool off slow. So we just keep getting revelation. But here's the thing. We got a lot of Christians that have their head buried in the sand because they don't want to hear it. In the Bible, God said, do not drink blood. Do not eat blood. Do not. He said that, do not. That's one of the things they do. In the Bible, God told Adam and Eve, said, be fruitful and multiply. You want to know why abortion is such a problem? It's because that's the very first thing God said, be fruitful and multiply. So the devil started trying to make sure people couldn't be fruitful and multiply. Also, it's a sacrifice to Molech. They haven't stopped doing that stuff. They haven't. And this is why the church needs to stand up to these people. You got to realize that they have a satanic church and altar in Washington, D.C. There is an evil group of people that the church has just turned a blind eye to. We have to stand up as a church and stand up to that evil. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to go running off to Washington, D.C. It doesn't even mean you have to go to Austin. But guess what? There's stuff in this county that happens that's wrong. And the church needs to show up and do something. I'll tell you another thing. We've got National Day of Prayer coming up. And the amount of church that actually shows up for National Day of Prayer is pathetic. I mean, it's shameful. The whole church community needs to be down there at that courthouse and pray. Well, it's kind of inconvenient to take off from work. I'm going to tell you something. When I was in the oil field, it was busy, and my boss was not a believer. And I went up to him. I said, this is National Day of Prayer. I'm going to come in for a little while and go to National Day of Prayer. He said, yeah, no problem. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for what you believe in and go do it. Tell them you're going to take a little bit of time off to go to National Day of Prayer. We've made it very convenient. We have it at 5:00 when most people are getting off of work. So the church is without excuse. People don't want to look political. They don't want to look like maybe they're standing out. They don't want to look different from their peers. The undercover Christians are going to stop. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 says, therefore judge nothing before the time. Judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. It's coming. In the days of the church, acting like they need to not be political have got to stop. If they understood just how much influence the politician, the political world, the devil's world has had on the church, they'd be shocked. If they understood that you cannot separate the political world from the evil world, from the Christian world. Did you know the devil has infiltrated the church? The church needs to wake up. And they are going to. But the reason I say some of these things is so that when this disclosure comes, it's not a complete shock to you. Because it's going to be a shock to a bunch of... There's going to be people walking around wondering what in the world. Not you guys. You're not going to be in that group. You're going to understand what's been going on. And I not been very popular for a long time because I speak on these things, but I don't care. You're going to know the truth. You're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. See, this is why I talk about some of these things, how they changed our Constitution. They changed our Constitution. Follow the money. At the end of the Civil War, we were broke. So we needed some money. So they went to Rothschild and they said, we need some money. See, I'll loan you some money, but you need to change some things about your Constitution. Which took us off of common law, put us into maritime and admiralty law. That's why they can do these illegal things to us if they decide they don't like us. Because it's not... We're not really protected by the Constitution anymore. But that's going back to the original Constitution. We're getting that changed back. We have to understand these things. How we've been manipulated. How they've used money to take over this world. And so they could have more power. If you realize just how close we came to extinction, how close we really came to extinction, you'd be praising God every day. Trying to remember the name of these stones, the Georgia Guidestones. Did any of you ever look up the Georgia Guidestones when I told you to look up the Georgia Guidestones? That was the devil's design for us. They had it wrote on several different languages so several different people could understand it. They wanted us gone. They wanted us gone. But I knew things were changing when those Georgia Guidestones got tore down. Oh, man, it's coming. But look. The devil will tell us what he's going to do to us every single time. It seems to be a spiritual law. We have to pay attention to what these people are saying. They're going to tell us what they're going to do. If we fall for it, it's by consent and it's on us. Everybody I ran into in the church world was so against the Simpsons, they said, don't ever watch the Simpsons. Don't ever watch the Simpsons. Don't ever do that. And the Simpsons constantly, that guy that is behind the Simpsons, he's a deep state rat. He was constantly telling us what we were going to do. And I don't know how in the world he knew Trump was going to be president, but he told us.
About 4 years ago.
evidently not to church, and they should have been, because they could have been learning something. And the X-Files, they were constantly telling us what they were going to do. The first time I got a clue about this was, did you ever watch Wag the Dog? Wag the Dog. Wag the Dog was about this president that had something going on, so they started a war to get the attention off of whatever they were doing. So then, Bush, they were gonna put in the Nisara Jisara, they were gonna put that into activation, and they couldn't afford that, so we had Twin Towers. And then all of a sudden we were in war in the Middle East, and nobody ever got back talking about the $2 or $3 trillion worth of gold that was missing. And nobody really understood how these planes crashed into the Twin Towers and melted them down. But nothing crashed into Tower 7 and it came down. Tower 7 is where they had all of the files. They had everything they needed to get us to where we're at now. So we had to start all over. And here we are today. So don't be surprised if you see what they call a false flag. Don't be surprised if you see something horrible happen. That's why I tell you guys, if you have to go somewhere, pay attention where you're at. These are the craziest people in the whole world that you're dealing with. And they do not care how many of you they incinerate. The Bible tells us to be as innocent as doves and wise as serpents. The church is good at walking around acting like they're innocent as doves. But they're not very good at being wise as serpents. They just kind of meander around like everything's going to be okay. God is good at protecting us, but you really do need to pay attention to what you're doing so you don't stumble off into something that you don't need to be stumbling off into. Amen? Be wise as serpents. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for everything you do for us. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that you are in the process of liberating us. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that we never, ever forget this. That we never, ever have to go through this again. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit who's here to teach us and guide us. We thank you for everything you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.